Janet Stilson. I am both a journalist as well as an author of sci-fi books. One is called The Juice, and the second book is called The Universe of Lost Messages.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Janet Stilson and her book series, The Charismites. The series started at episode 353. Go to the show archive to catch up. Tell me a little bit more, like, what is the effect of being a charismite? What would it be like to meet one in real life?
You couldn't take your eyes off them. You'd probably want to go to bed with them, depending on your orientation. So, for example, if you're attracted to women, luscious would be someone that you just would be... She would be so arresting. And anything that she even suggested to you as being something you might want to do, you'd go out and do it. And the same goes with Dove Brown, if you're attracted to men. And if they touch you, just even the slightest little touch of their skin against yours, it just goes off the Richter scale.
Is that based on... some kind of psychology, or is it their natural, pheromones, their look, or is there some mental thing going on? How does this work?
It's kind of a chemical thing.
Oh, okay.
They're also extraordinarily, you know, attractive beings, but it's just this, it's almost like an aura that surrounds them.
And you mentioned like luscious... drank a treatment, it sounds like, that made her into this. Tell me about that.
The substance was an experiment that was actually developed by a sort of genius who's a friend of Jarrett, who is the rebel from the elite society that I mentioned. And the two of them went to MIT together, and this genius is named Tom, and he developed this, and Jarrett became very aware of what he was doing and how dangerous this could be. But Tom really thought of it as a way that could be used in positive ways to bring people together who might be on have diametrically opposing views on life, or be across to each other on a battlefield, to bring people together to understand each other and live in more harmony. But the substance, the juice, was stolen from Tom, and Tom was killed. So one of the subplots within the novel is, at the start, Jarrett doesn't know what has happened to the substance. We as readers come to know pretty quickly, because Luscious in, you know, early chapters is propositioned by someone within New Hope to use this very substance, so that we come to understand that it's in the hands of people at New Hope.
Wow. And I assume it's like, how do I say this? It's either, I assume not just anybody can get to the juice. So it's probably either really expensive or just maybe it's well controlled.
Very, very under wraps. I mean, the people within New Hope, they've only allowed two people to use this substance because they want to control it. They want to control the people that become these charismites.
And they in turn control the charismites, I assume, is what their angle is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the executives at New Hope control the charismites, yeah.
Are the charismites usually like the talent that they use in their shows then at the media company? Is that...
Well, yeah, I mean, there's the Dove is the talk show host, and Lush's is used for commercial messages. Eventually, you know, she's kind of a young starlet in the Juice, and eventually the hope is that she will become, you know, like a Scarlett Johansson on a massive scale in terms of as an actor and also a dancer as well. That's something that Luscious is personally very interested in.
Wow, okay. And I'm thinking about the character Luscious. Is she... So she meets this executive who says nice things about her. Anyways, he finds a way. They get together somehow, and she gets on the Juice. What is her personality like? Is she? Yeah, tell me about her personality.
She has a really good sense of humor. She is, you know, not only funny, but she has this kind of charming way of talking, in that she's very country at the start of the novel, because that's where she's from. You know, she's not very educated at all, but she's just a lot of fun to be around and up for a good adventure. And she's also extremely brave. In one of the early chapters, she manages to save someone who's fallen through the ice in this lake in upstate New York.
Wow.
As she becomes a charismite and works for this massive company, New Hope, they make sure that she's better educated, that she speaks, at least when she's in public, in a much more proper way than she's used to speaking. So yeah, she kind of evolves in that way.
I'm curious, like, can you share what connected her with that exec who kind of uplifted her into being a charismite?
Sure. The person who lifted her up to be a charismite went on vacation in upstate New York, in the town where Luscious grew up. And he became aware of who she was and how she was very, very charismatic, not to the point of being a charismite at that point, but just naturally charming, and that she was also very brave. And he propositioned her with this chemical substance, because not only did she have the basic ingredients of somebody that could do well with this drug, in that if you're slightly charming, it gives you a leg up in terms of the effect of this drug, but also you had to be kind of brave in order to use it. It's not an easy drug to take. And he also didn't want someone from the elite society section of society or the middles, because if anything went wrong, he could, you know, there might be legal implications. But, you know, Luscious is so poor, there's no way that she could ever mount any kind of legal action against the company if anything went wrong.
That's an interesting point. So there's some risk involved that it might not work out. So that's why he chose this particular person, Luscious. And it sounds like a Chav is pretty, like, but they own a car. I'm trying to gauge how dirt poor is in this situation.
There's like one car that is used in the entire community where Luscious lives. So they all sort of share it communally, but most people just get around by foot, and that's about as good as it gets.
Is this an overpopulated world? Like, is this like a shanty town they live in, or do they just have their own, maybe a remote community of some kind
It's just a remote community.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But they live in a house, or like, if you will, just kind of like a rundown house, or do they live in a tent?
Rundown house. The entire town has seen much better days. You know, nobody has any money to make housing repairs or anything like that. So they barely can put food on the table. I mean, Luscious has to put cardboard in the soles of her shoes when they get holes in them. That kind of thing.
Wow. Okay. So this is pretty, you know, it's like an amazing jump from leaving her where she grew up to, but not too far, to New York City and kind of the center of the universe at that point. Sci-Fi Thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... One, two, three. Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirts who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction fans just isn't nice. We've got more value for you folks. They're right there in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. And if you downloaded this podcast from a website, go back to the website where you downloaded it and you will see the show notes there. This is a continuing episode of the series that started at episode 353. If you missed that first episode, like my friend Forrest, you can find it by going to scifithoughts.space and using the search box to search up any episodes that you missed. Next episode, more Janet Stilson. We talk about charismites and they're really attractive people. I bet there's no romance at all in this book.
Oh yeah, there's romance.
Oh, shocking. Tell me more.
Well, you know, even though Jarrett is essentially trying to unearth the corruption within New Hope, and as part of that, he realizes that his friend's substance, the juice, is being used on Luscious, so he also views her as part of the corruption, but he is extraordinarily attracted to her. And when she eventually meets him, Luscious also becomes attracted to Jarrett. But they're sort of on opposite sides of, you know, they're on opposite sides. And Jarrett really has to force himself not to react to her in any kind of romantic way.